And then I bought a newer machine that had all the stitches and all on her portable. And then I decided I was doing so much, I was having so much sewing to do for other people, and I was really had more than I could do. So I thought, well, if I got a machine that would sew on buttons and all this, well, I have a buttonhole maker now that's just a whiz. You can just snap it on and make the buttonhole, sew the buttons on everything. So even puts the hems in. I very seldom ever put a hem in by hand anymore. So I really enjoyed it, and I can do three times the sewing I used to do.
Talking about this suit and everything. What about pants? You ever do any other names for pants?
No. Trousers.
Being about the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
When your grandfather was out, say, working on his farm, what might he wear?
He'd either wear overalls or coveralls.
What's the difference between
an overall has a bib to it with the straps, and a coverall is kind of like the jumpsuits the ladies are wearing now.
I guess those things don't ever go out of fashion.
No.
You might say, well, this coat won't fit me this year, but last year it worked perfectly.
It fit me perfectly.
And say if your old suit wore out, you'd have to buy
a new suit.
Put a lot of stuff in the pockets, say, put a lot of keys and chains, make your pockets do what? Pockets.
I would say stick out. I think some people say bulge or something of this sort.
And did you ever have any trouble with clothes you make shrinking or anything like that?
No, because most of the time, if I was in doubt, I would launder it before I make the clothes. And I tried to avoid, when I was buying material, to be sure that it was pre-shrunk material.
Say you wash something like jeans that weren't, pre-washed. You'd say, these jeans won't fit me. They must have
shrunk.
You ever hear anybody use anything besides shrunk there?
Drawed up, I think so.
Drawed up.
Drawed up.
You know, sometimes little girls, they like to wear their mama's high heel shoes and dresses and carry pocketbooks. What do you say a little girl likes? She likes stuff.
She was playing dress up.
And what about when a girl gets older and likes to, get fixed up to go to parties and dances? You said that she likes to express
to dress up.
And the thing that you might carry around to carry your makeup and so forth in is your
cosmetics bag, a pocketbook. If it's strictly just makeup, it's a cosmetics bag. And if it's pocketbook, yeah, if she's taking money and billfold and keys and things, it'd be a pocketbook.
What about some
purse?
Now, the purse there, would you use that for the same thing as a pocketbook?
Yes.
And around your arm, you might wear either a watch or a
bracelet.
And around your neck, you might wear what? Little things strung together?
Little beads, or you might wear a locket, chains, or.
Those beads, you ever hear anybody call them a string of beads or
yes,
a pair of beads?
String of beads and pair of beads, both. I've heard them call both.
Oh, something I meant to ask you. Remember, a lot of in the past, men used to wear something else besides a belt to help them hold their pants.
Suspenders.
You ever hear those called?
Galluses, I think, was one that I used to hear. We used to laugh and snicker every time we'd hear anyone say galluses. Because I think that was the term that the older people used more than.
Ever hear that at all now?
Very seldom ever.
And say if it's raining outside, you might have what up over your head?
An umbrella.
Yeah, if you have one just to keep the sun off of you, still call that an umbrella?
An umbrella. They call them, some of them call them parasols.
We talked earlier about furniture and so forth in the bedroom. I guess maybe when you were a girl, you had to make up beds and so forth.
Yeah.
Could you tell me everything that would go on the bed when you were making up the bed?
Well, on our beds, Mother always had a mattress cover. And then we had the top sheet, and then the second sheet.